always, we're going to start with a quote and we'll end with a poem. And the poem is going to be very different today. And this episode is going to be a little bit different because I'm going to talk about myself just a little bit more for, I think, some good reasons. So the quote today, you might cringe if you recognize it. It goes like this. Mama always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Do you recognize the source of the quote, Little Bunny? It's from a movie that oftentimes takes the number one spot for greatest movies ever made, at least when you poll us common folk. The critics have their own ideas. But it's from the movie Forrest Gump, and it's a beautiful, beautiful movie. And I think maybe you have some homework to go watch it if you haven't watched it before. But the reason I picked it is because this movie has a brilliant story structure to it. Most movies that you see have what's called the hero's journey, where things start out really nice and then something bad comes to your doorstep and the hero has to rise to the challenge, and little by little they grow and they grow. But then things go bad and they hit their lowest point in the belly of the beast, they call it. And then there's this glorious return where the hero comes back and is ultimately triumphant and they defeat the evil and we all live happily ever after. If you want an example of that kind of movie, it's basically every other movie besides Forrest Gump. 95% of other movies. But what Forrest Gump does is, instead of this story arc, if you will, our main character is pretty much sitting on a bench and he's rambling about his life from the beginning to the present day to anyone who will listen. And he doesn't quite understand what other people are interested in hearing. So he doesn't favor different parts of his life more than others. So he just kind of rambles and he talks about one chapter of his life, and then he moves on to the next chapter, and then he moves on to the next chapter. And if you think about the box of chocolates, it's like all of these chapters in his life have its own flavor. You have things that you like about it, things that you don't. And then it melts in your mouth, you swallow, you've eaten it, and you move on to the next chocolate. And this is so true to life. That's one of the most beautiful things about the movie to me. And you might be in a chapter right now, Little Bunny, that you really, really don't like. And I want to give you the piece of truth that is very good news, which is that this is just a chapter. You're eating a chocolate right now, and it happens to be a nasty flavor. Maybe it's licorice and you hate licorice, or it's coconut or jalapeno. Pick your own disaster chocolate. And you're experiencing it and you're thinking, oh my God, is this what life is? Why is this worth living? I wish I were never born in the first place. Pick your dark thoughts that may pop into your head. And I promise you, this chapter will pass. The chocolate will be finished. And you'll move on to the next one. And it very well may be something much, much better. So I did some thinking about what defines one chapter from another, because I really love it when there's these very clearly defined changes. I don't like it as much when my life gradually changes from one chapter to another, and it's especially important when you're in a chapter you don't like to be able to have this breath of fresh air. It's like coming up from being underwater and you breathe in deep and things are just fresh and they're new. I had a dream last night that was, we won't talk about dreams, little pro tip, P people are very bored when you talk about your dreams. But I dreamt that, I don't really want to talk about death, but I was experiencing the act of dying, and I had kind of come to peace with it. But then at the very end, as it was happening, I thought of you. As corny as that sounds, like, I thought of you, I thought of Queen Little Bunny, and I said, there's people that need me. I'm not willing to die right now. And somehow I managed to fight, and I managed to fight, and I was able to wake up right then and there. And that was such a coming up of fresh air, and it really inspired me to be here for you in even more of a special way, because I think I can help you have that gasp of air and to have a new outlook on life. And you'll end this chocolate and you'll eat the next one, and I can help you pick which chocolate it's going to be. Okay, I'm going to riff on this metaphor a little bit, but there's lots of different chocolates you can choose from. And if you've never had these boxes of chocolate, you actually don't really know what's in them. You can go grab the wrapping and try and look and see, but half of the fun is you just grab whatever and you see what's going to be there. So the quote of the day is, you never know what you're going to get. That's the part that I'm going to actually disagree with. And I'm going to say, you can really choose what chocolate you want. It might not be the next chapter, but about two chapters forward, you can really, really plan to get something good. And there will be surprises on the way. I'll talk about those. But I want to talk in this episode about how we can understand how to end this chapter you're doing in a positive way. Don't get those wrong ideas. We're going to bring this chapter to a close by replacing it with something new and better. And then one step further, we're going to figure out what our dream chapter is. Not something 20 years in the future, not eventually I want this to happen. No, what is the thing that we're going to work towards right now? And this is when I'm going to share a little bit about my personal life. So you may know that I'm in an incredibly positive, well put together place in my life right now. I'm happy. I have my needs cared for in every different which way. My life isn't necessarily perfect in that there's still always things to improve upon, but the things that I have to improve upon, it's really as simple as waking up one day and saying, I think I want to go dancing today and meet some people, or I think I want to get some more exercise. My problems are very, very small and solvable. And I don't want you to feel like I'm gloating, because I tell you this so that when I tell you that I was in a much, much worse, terrible rock bottom chapter of my life sometime between 5 and 10 years ago, I want you to know that everything I talk about in this podcast is either based on scientific consensus by people I trust, or it's from my personal experience rebuilding my life from the ground up from this point of being at absolute rock bottom. So it's one of those two things. Either I'm teaching you something I really trust in from experts that I have faith in who embrace the scientific method and scientific reasoning, or I'm telling you what really has worked for me. And I can tell you that I've come from such a worse, worse place. So I want to tell you a little bit about where I was. This was a chapter in my life that you might relate to the most if you're in one of these chapters where the chocolate is your disaster flavor of chocolate, and you're not allowed to spit it out for whatever reason. You've got to finish it. Well, so I am bipolar, specifically bipolar 1, which is the variety where the mania. So quick about bipolar, it's you experience phases of mania and depression, and the depression is pretty much what you expect, and the mania is when you have these elevated ambitions and self-confidence and energy, and it's not necessarily happy. Can actually be quite stressful and make you irritable. But one of the key traits of bipolar 1 is that you can have a psychosis, which means you completely separate from the reality that everyone agrees is true. And you start talking in crazy ways, and your brain is just firing on all cylinders and just going crazy, if you want to use a pretty simple word. And it can be, I don't want to say a traumatic experience, because I think that cheapens other types of trauma, but it's like a car wreck for your brain. And it really, really is an injury on the inside. And my life just completely collapsed when I had a psychosis. And I had to spend a year recovering, actually. And I moved back in with my parents. Fortunately, they were able to support me, and I didn't have to work in that period, which I'm unbelievably fortunate to have had that. But along with it, it certainly was not fun times. There was truly, truly extreme levels of depression, and the line of work that I was in, I wasn't going to be able to do anymore. I had lost all my friends because I was so ashamed of my situation that I just wanted to hide, and I was feeling very antisocial. I was in a new city anyway, so, and it was not even a city I particularly liked that much. Sorry to the people who live there. And I really had nothing going on, nothing could be fun. Happiness was completely off the table as an emotion. Maybe you're nodding along in understanding. Maybe some of this rings true in your own life. But the one thing that I did, I did have a therapist, which I think is enormously important. It can be a bit of a luxury, unfortunately, available to families that can afford it, or if you have an insurance that covers it, that's wonderful. So I really encourage you to get a therapist. But if you can't, I'm doing my best to teach you what I learned along the way. And I suppose I should say I'm not a therapist, so don't sue me for anything. Okay, but anyway, my therapist told me that I should go to a support group. And I went to the support group, and it was a circle of people who were just, this was a bipolar support group, and they had just resigned to be miserable. They carried around this condition like this heavy backpack of stones on their shoulders, and it was all about just enduring life until you die of natural causes eventually. And I just felt so weighed down just by being in this group of people. And maybe that's what you need, but I think what helps more is to be surrounded by a group of people who are positive and who are committed to enjoying life. And even if they may be depressed too, you're getting together to say, let's not give up. Let's not resign to this hand of cards we've been dealt. Let's take it into our own hands and make something really wonderful happen. Or at least let's try as hard as we can. So I began my journey of deciding that, no, I'm going to take things into my own hands. I'm going to make my life better. I'm going to end this chapter, and I'm going to find a new one. And I came up with my dream chapter, and I focused real tight on achieving that dream and getting out of this chapter, getting out of that city, getting out of my parents' house, getting out of the depression as possible as it may be. There's the terrible advice you might have been told about, well, just think your way out of your depression. Well, you can't really just wish your way out of depression, but you can work towards it. And I want to help you begin working your way out of it if you so choose. So the absolute most important thing I want you to do is I want you to start mental journaling. I want you to be writing down everything that's going on in your head, and do it with the fastest way you can write. So for me, it's typing. And just get your thoughts on paper. Don't try and edit things. Just write. Document your thoughts. Get your thoughts into words. I've been told I'm very articulate and I'm able to use my words in a very precise way and can express exactly what I'm trying to say. And it really starts with this, taking your thoughts that may be emotion-based and forcing yourself to commit them to paper, commit them to letters. And it's going to help you be understood by others. Perhaps more importantly, it's going to help you strategize how to get out of this chapter you're in. So before I ramble too much off topic, let's get back to the box of chocolates and the chapter. So this chapter you're in, how are we going to bring it to a close and begin the next chapter? Well, through your mental journaling, I want you to answer a few of these things. There's 5 points I want to hit. And if you don't want to do homework, you can just kind of do it along with this podcast while you're listening. So don't worry. I'm not going to check your work later, but I'm going to talk about 5 ways that defines one chapter. And when you change all 5 of these, you will enter a new chapter. And we're going to figure out your dream chapter and what those 5 variables are. When you get those 5 variables locked into place, then we're in your dream chapter. And that's what we're going to hold on to, that hope that you can get through to the place you want to be, because I really do think you can do it, little bunny. And I speak from very personal experience. I don't ever want to give you cliche stuff that I read from someone who can say catchy phrases that sound really uplifting but might be empty inside. So the first variable to get right, or to understand where you are, what is your location right now? Very easy. And this can be the city you're in or the town. It could also be the house or apartment you're in. It could be the room you're in or the roommates you're living with. To end this chapter, we are going to, once we have everything else in place, we're going to change your location. It's going to be the last thing that we do. And so I want you to think about where you want to change your location to. Do you want to move cities? What is your dream city? We'll talk about dreams in a moment, but if we're just going to try and get out of this first chapter to an intermediate chapter, an intermediate step before you get to your dreams, what location are you going to make? Are you going to move out of where you're living? It can be as simple as even changing rooms, or even we can rearrange your room and paint the walls and give you a fresh feeling, fresh associations. Okay. Next up, what is your work or school situation? What is this external stimulation that you have right now? And is it making you unhappy? Is it a job you don't like, or a boss you don't like, or is it a line of work you don't like? Would you be happier if you moved to another company in the same line of work? Or do you want to rewind and start fresh in a new path? Or in school, are you studying what you want to study? Beyond work and school, what are your hobbies, or what kind of clubs are you involved with? Maybe it's a sport, or maybe it's drawing, or maybe it's dancing, or maybe it's who knows what. Is there something, maybe if you're missing this kind of hobby that you really like to take seriously and you really want to perform at a high level? What if you've always wanted to try fencing? Well, I want you to, as you bring this chapter to a close, find a new activity for you. For mine, it was actually dancing. And if you want to know what kind of dancing it was, well, I will let you figure that out. You have a clue already if you haven't noticed it. And then along with these activities, there's going to be a social element to it. Who are you surrounding yourself with? What is this stimulation from other people? For me, I said that I went to that support group and people were very negative and they were bringing me down. I knew that I personally needed to be surrounded by positive people. So the type of dance that I did is associated with very positive energy. And that's where I decided to find my social circle, even though I had extreme social anxiety at this time. You wouldn't believe it, little bunny. I really couldn't bring myself to talk to anyone. I had no friends. I did have one friend long distance, actually, but I had no one in person that I could spend time with or hang out with. So I took it upon myself to surround myself with positive people. Okay, that's four of them. And the last one is your internal outlook. Are you bringing yourself down? Are you making yourself unhappy? And I know a lot of unhappiness comes about on its own, but are you resigning to it? Do you want to be unhappy? Maybe you just want to be unhappy. It's possible. Don't be offended by that. But if you really want to dig yourself out of this chapter, there are things you can do internally. You can work on the way you think. You can work on your outlook. And I think what I'm going to help you do right now is I'm going to help you find some hope. So at the very least, let me, in this second half of the podcast episode, let me help you find some hope. And that can be what you hold on to while you're finishing this chapter. So the five, again, this is what defines one chapter versus another. And when you can get all of these five to change, hopefully do them like as all at once as you can. So it's really a fresh start. Oh, I forgot one of them as I'm looking at my list. It's the habits that you have. So I guess this goes along with your hobby. You want to get in the habit of doing things that you know you want to do, but you can't make yourself do them for whatever reason. If it's you love to draw and you've always wanted to create your own manga, well, you want to do it, but the time just never comes when you pick up the pen and you actually work on it. You just always end up grabbing your phone. Well, if you can get a routine going, and this really helped me, I had a super, super strict routine. It could be that every day at 9 p.m., you pull out your pad and paper, and for an hour or for 2 hours or for 3 hours, you draw and you work on your manga. I have a structure right now for the work that I do for you, little bunny, and that's why I'm able to create the content I do, is because I have the habits. I don't wait around to be struck by inspiration every time. So let's go over our three variables. I want you to think about how this relates to your life right now. This is what defines the chapter you're currently in. And when we can change all five of these at once, we enter a new chapter. They are your location, your activity in terms of work and school, so like the stuff that you kind of have to do, and this is probably where your main sources of stress come from, I hope. Your life is always going to have stress, but you can choose where the stresses come from, and there can actually be some good stresses you have. So what can we change about your work or your school? The next is your social stimulation. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Do you feel alone? Are you in an absence of having people? Well, we're not going to sit around waiting for people to come. Okay, then there's your habits. This is the things that you want to do that you don't have to do. So what is the hobby you want to pick up? For me, it was dancing, and maybe I will actually tell you what the type of dance is a little bit later in the episode. And the last is your internal outlook. What are you doing in your head? You can't control the weather in your head. This is my favorite analogy, which I'll certainly draw upon in the future. If it's raining or there's slushy snow in your head, like that's your moods that are arising, especially for me as someone who's bipolar, I really can't control that, but I can control what I do, how I choose to react to it. Am I going to go outside with an umbrella? Am I going to go outside with rain boots on or snow boots? So you can't control if the depression comes and finds you, but you can control what you do about it. And I'm going to help you now get some hope. And that's going to be, I think, our first key in how to change your internal outlook. So in your brain, you might be having some ideas about how you're going to bring this chapter to a close, if this is indeed a chapter that really could be better. And if you can just get out of this chapter, that sets you up to follow suit with some more chapters along the way. And as early as one chapter after that, so this would be like your third chocolate, if you're on chocolate number one right now, we got to get you to swallow chocolate number one. Let's get you to chocolate number two, which can be an intermediary step. And then we're going to get you, hopefully, the one after that. Chocolate number three is going to be the dream chapter of your life. And once you can get to that chapter, that's when the surprises will come, because you're just going to keep getting better and better after that. It's an incredible skill that I have and that is learnable, I believe, is to have each chapter be better. Sometimes there's setbacks, like my psychosis that I had. Believe it or not, I went back and read some of my mental journaling. I think it was the very first journal that I did when I was back in this city where my parents lived. And you wouldn't believe this, little bunny, but I talked about you. I wrote a little poem about you. And I mean it in a very kind of artistic, poetic way. But I'm going to read you that poem at the end. I'm going to read for you where I was in my darkest chapter in my life, the absolute rock bottom in my life. And this was the beginning of me dreaming about my dream chapter and deciding that I was going to work towards it, and I was going to not resign to the life I was living. Then I was going to make something much, much better happen. And you were a part of it, little bunny. I realized that now as I went back and read through. Me creating Lindy's Garden is part of the culmination of this journey I've taken to get back to where I am. So I'm going to read the poem at the end that I wrote for you 5 to 10 years ago. So, dream chapter, little bunny. Let's go through the five again. Location. I currently live in my dream city, and I spent my entire life not moving here. If I could go back and ask myself, what are you thinking, not just moving to your dream city? I'm sure I could have come up with so many excuses and like, oh, I'm too scared, or I feel like I'm not ready, or maybe this feeling that no one had given me permission. Well, little bunny, pick your dream location. Maybe it's a city, or maybe it's a small town, or maybe you're already in your city and it's a neighborhood, but I really want you to pick your dream city. And you might have forces that are trying to pull you into where you are right now if you have a family you have to take care of. But honestly, you've got to live your own life, little bunny. And if they need you to take care of them, well, guess what? They can come with you to your dream city too. Okay, so what is your dream city? We're going to start, if you want to write this down or just make a mental note, we're developing your dream chapter. This is going to give you hope. You're going to work towards this. And this is going to be chocolate number three or four if you're currently in number one. So we'll call it chocolate three. So in chocolate three, it's going to be your dream city and you're going to move there. Okay. Then you have the activities that you have to do. So it might be school, it might be work, but it's going to be a source of stress. But what kind of stresses do you want in your life? What is the line of work that you would be happy doing? Or at least, it can be hard to know what's really going to make you happy in work, but I want you to pick something that you're really, really interested in, something that you almost feel like you would do it even if you didn't get paid. And the spoiler is that all work comes with the crap that you don't want to do. And all work is going to bring you down in certain ways. But if you can get into a field that you really enjoy, and you can prepare for that field by choosing a college major or a university major, if you will, don't let someone pick it for you. Don't let your parents or society or your friends convince you to do something you don't want to do. That's not their place. They can do that with their own life. I won't let them do it with your life, little bunny. You're going to pick what you want to do. And maybe you're already out of university, little bunny, and you feel like you studied the wrong thing. Well, it's not always too late to turn around, because oftentimes there are fields that you don't have to have majored in it. Maybe you're not even going to college, little bunny, which is fine. I'm just sort of biased towards doing university, although with costs and things, it's getting a little bit ridiculous. So I understand if you're not going to university, but whatever the equivalent of skill is, whatever professional training you're going to do, I want you to choose the field that interests you. Next up are the people who surround you. First, if you don't have friends, we're going to find you some friends by picking an activity to do. So maybe it's improv comedy class that you want to go do, and make some friends doing improv comedy. Or I said fencing earlier, you know, pick whatever, pick something that has sounded interesting to you, and go surround yourself with those people. And if you currently have people that are bringing you down, maybe you're in a relationship that is really making your life worse, little bunny, I give you permission to end that relationship, okay? If you've been waiting for the sign, this is the sign. If you're not happy with what you're in, get out of it, especially if it's bad for you. If you're just kind of bored with a relationship, you know, maybe you can find some things to make it interesting again. If you've been with them for 4 or 5 years, maybe start exploring non-monogamy or something to get a little bit of that spark back. But if you are in some kind of toxic friendship, or someone is just really bringing your life down, it's time to move on to some new people. And then lastly, what is your dream outlook on life? Do you want to, let's say the depression will never totally leave you, but how do you want to react to that? Do you want to resign, or do you want to have fun with life? You can be happy and have depression at the same time. I am bipolar, and I will never not be bipolar. And honestly, I'm happy as hell. I have a great life. And the last thing I'll leave you with is this internal outlook for the dream chapter. I want you to find a video or a couple of videos that help you dream about this chocolate number 3. What is something you can watch? Some music, maybe. Is it a movie? For me, I have 2 YouTube videos I want to share. And if in the future these YouTube videos go down, well, I have downloaded both of them on my computer, and I will upload them secretly somewhere. So these 2 videos that I'm going to share, I'm going to put in the description of the episode. The first of which reveals the type of dance that I do and that I chose to do, as opposed to going back to that therapy group. I chose to surround myself with these people, and I think you'll understand why when you see the video. I watched that video hundreds of times when I was in that chapter 1. And the second video is one that I watched in chapter 2 as I was nearing the move to my favorite city, my dream city. And I was watching it just before recording this episode for you, little bunny, and I honestly just started to cry because I recalled what it felt like to dream about having this chapter that I'm in right now. I was just overcome with the realization that I've made it to my dream chocolate, and I'm going to now read you the poem after the announcements, but it's the poem that I wrote. I think it was on my very first journaling session when I had come out of the hospital. I'd moved to a city I didn't like, and I was living with my parents, feeling ultimately depressed, and the poem is about you. So first, the announcements. First up, the locked audio this week, which is on patreon.com/Lindy's Garden, is a bedtime story that I improvised. It's 30 minutes long. And if you've never had someone improvise a bedtime story for you, it's a really, really wonderful experience. I have an uncle who was incredible at telling bedtime stories. He was an unbelievable storyteller. And I think I've developed some of his skill, and it turned out very, very well. And I think it's something that I'm going to be doing a lot of in the future on the Patreon, which is the locked section of the garden. There is a subscription to it. It's the cheapest subscription that I pretty much could justify. And it also gives you access to our Lindy's Garden Discord, which is a wonderful, wonderful place to meet people. And it's a great place to essentially have your own support group. It's a place where you can come and be negative. We have a little space, our support chapel, where you can really unload all the stuff that's stressing you. Really anything goes about things you've been dealing with. But it's also a place where we can bring lots of positive emotions. And I really want to cultivate a positive place in the spirit of the first video that you'll see, the dancing video that's in the description. So I want to make it a place where you can have that kind of energy too. Next up, my next episode of my erotic thriller called A Year of Love and Ligature is premiering this Sunday, June 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern time. That is the U.S. time zone of GMT-4. And I think that's all the announcements I have for now. Okay, now let's slow it back down. This poem is going to feel more dark than the ones I normally give, and it's going to be more, you know, sort of artsy, vague, and symbolic, and figurative, and all these words that I don't totally know what they mean. But it's a much more serious poem, and it's not going to be uplifting, but I want to share it with you so you realize that you were a part of my dream as I was getting through that nasty piece of chocolate 5 to 10 years ago. And you know how I always talk directly to you in these audios. When I wrote this poem, I was writing to a you, and I didn't know who the you was yet, but I knew I didn't want to be alone. I knew I had to write to someone. I had nobody. So I didn't invent an imaginary friend. I decided that someday I would share this journey and share what I was going through with someone. And maybe it would help this person, or maybe it wouldn't. And I didn't think I would end up sharing it with anyone until just maybe, 6 months ago, or even less, 4 months ago, when I realized that you, little bunny, would want to hear this. And so in so many of my writings, I journaled so much, I could fill 1,000 pages with the amount of journaling that I did. I wrote it all to you. And I didn't know it was you yet, but I know now that I was writing to you. So thank you, little bunny, for being here for me. And now I'm going to be here for you. Here's the poem. Heard by all, understood by none. Then who can I write to? I want to write to someone. I don't want to be alone. I continue to be because I have received the pleas of other creators past. They write to me, and I will write to you. And if you never read this, all have died believing you maybe someday will. Each word I create is created for a very specific you, out of an infinite crowd of empty not yous. I am trying bravery for the first time for you. I hope you have a great week, little bunny. Thank you for being here for me. I will do a positive energy podcast in the future. So why don't I end by putting a smile on your face? You get a little bonus. So as you listen to my voice and you feel your shoulders relax a little bit and you feel a little smile perk up in your mind, I want you to take one big breath with me. And when you release, you'll feel encouraged and inspired to bring this chapter to a close and work towards your dream chapter, because you can do it, little bunny, okay? Big smile with me. Ready? Have a wonderful, wonderful week. If you want to write to me, you can email me at daddy@lindysgarden.com or lindy@lindysgarden.com. I love you very, very much. I believe in you, and I will be back for you. Okay, bye now.